Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio, broadcasting live from beautiful Trout Lake, Washington. We've had a little bit of a equipment problem here. We had some flooding, and needless to say, the place I usually broadcast from, deep within the earth, is deep underwater. So anyway, luckily we salvaged most of the equipment and put it all together again, and we're back on the air, broadcasting from another location. So anyway, it's been interesting. There's so many things going on. A lot of people have been getting tons of emails about the trip to Hawaii, so I thought I'd go ahead and cover that and then get into the heliosphere and the big hole in the Earth's magnetic fields that's going on and how that affects humanity and some of the things coming up. I'd like to have people call in on that later on in the show, maybe after the first 20 or 30 minutes or so. But as far as the trip to Hawaii, it was just phenomenal. I mean, it couldn't have been more orchestrated, divinely inspired, and you name it. But I met some of the most beautiful people on the planet. And one after another, it seemed, you know, these meetings just kept unfolding. And what I was hoping to go on a vacation for, I had one talk scheduled, and then I was going to, you know, take, you know, at least a couple weeks off and just chill out because I've been here for 23 years, you know, buried in snow every winter and had one trip to Mexico, and that's it, in 23 years. So I felt it was time to get off the mountain and, you know, get in some warm salt water and do some of my own self-healing. But the first thing I did was, after I got the plane, I said, just take me to the ocean. I just wanted to jump in the ocean. And so I did a little snorkeling, and that was great. You know, that just, I just felt so much get washed off of me. And it's amazing what salt water does to your bands. You know, the bands of energy surrounding the body, it's just incredible. Some nice sunshine and fresh fruit and fish and salt water. It's just amazing what that does for the body. But got that out of the way, and then the first thing I did was get to meet Nahi, one of the kahunas there on Maui, which was another phenomenal meeting, and we introduced her to a lot of the beings that we work with. Some of the masters and the extremely advanced ETs came in, and she got to experience those, and you know, just brought tears to her eyes when she just found out, you know, experienced how loving and how beautiful these beings were. But, you know, I got some Lomi Lomi done on me, had a few implements pulled out of my body that I've been carrying around from past lives, and had some incredible healing work. And we're actually going to set up a Hawaii connection on the website pretty soon. We're working on that now. But anyway, that after that experience, it just was one thing after another. I got to meet with most of the major healers and teachers on the planet. You know, some of the most powerful ones on the planet are there in Maui, and the energy of Maui so much supports this. You know, it's such an opening to go there. The energy is very supportive of the work that we're doing, you know, the extreme service heart work type of higher consciousness and energy is so supported there. And we met with some lamas and some yogis and some, you know, you name it. We just kept, one thing after another just kept unfolding, and one of the lamas that I love, he just got back from India there on Maui, and we walked up after all the services were over, and it was just perfect timing, and he said, come, sit down, sit right next to him. So I did, and we just sat there and communicated on another level and had a very good connection. In fact, I need to send him the movie Contact Has Begun and some of the footage, which I promised, and it will be in the mail very shortly. But it just seems like there's no way you could plan this, and it really wasn't planned. We just flowed and let things unfold as they did, and just had an incredible time, met so many different people, had some amazing experiences, people just blowing wide open, and a lot of the masters, Babaji and some of the other ones, started coming in to people for their first time and just really opened up their doors. So just a lot of healing and processing went on, and it was quite an event. I can't wait to go back. But what's seems to be unfolding there is we received some very clear guidance that on a little higher elevation there, we're supposed to actually create a sister center there that would correspond with the energies here up on the mountain, up in Trout Lake. So we'd have the high mountain retreat here and then have another retreat there, and we have a couple options starting to open up. It looks like within the next 3 months, things are looking really good to put something like that together. And a lot of these teachers and healers are all want to be involved in it, and the kahunas want to be involved in it, and we just, you know, we're met with open arms there. They love the work we're doing. So, and I had a few little snags there with some certain other elements that came to the talk and decided they would like to see us disappear, but that got taken care of, luckily. Overall, it was just an incredible event. Just met some wonderful people, and my heart goes out to all the people there in Maui, whoever's listening on the show. Feel free to call in later on if you want and, talk about some of the experiences that you had. We've also had some major events happen here recently, and it's been unfolding for a while. And it's something that people need to know of, especially the people that are sensitive and opening up, because the Earth right now, the heliosphere is diminishing. And it's the heliosphere, for those who don't know what that is, our sun actually emits rays, and the rays go out, you know, throughout the whole solar system, and it creates like a bubble around all the planets within our solar system. And what happens is when that starts diminishing, it allows a lot more cosmic rays and other higher frequency rays to start bombarding the solar system, which is creating change. It's creating a quantum leap in evolution, you might say. So a lot of scientists are just now finding out what this means, but as far as NASA is concerned and the other people there, they're actually documenting the diminishing heliosphere, and they're also documenting a massive hole opening up in the Earth's own magnetic fields. So what's happening right now is the Earth is like opening up to this higher frequency, this higher consciousness and energy as it comes in. And so we can do the science part. You know, they can measure the cosmic rays, the gamma rays, the X-rays, all these other things coming in. But what they don't understand is each one of these rays represents consciousness, a level of consciousness. And the higher the frequency of the ray, the higher the consciousness that comes with the ray, because all of these frequencies have consciousness connected to them. It's not just a light. It's actually consciousness. So when you look at the vibration continuum and the other planes and dimensions, and you move up the light spectrum, you'll see that each level on the light spectrum is actually a level of consciousness. It's a whole nother world where beings exist on that world, and that they have their own reality, you might say, their own rules and regulations according to that frequency. And they work within those frequencies. Now, the higher beings are well aware of everything below them, but the beings on the lower levels are not really aware of the higher levels unless they do their homework, their spiritual practices, you might say. And then you start getting bleed-throughs into the, you know, visible light and ultraviolet and infrared, basically, would be the first. You know, you start seeing more things in your visible light spectrum that your eyes can only see a small part of the visible light spectrum. So the first thing you're going to see is you're going to start seeing more in the visible light spectrum, and then you're going to start seeing things in the infrared. And so in your dreams at night, people are going to be having just incredible dreams. And some of those dreams are processing. They're cleaning up other timelines, past lives. You're having contacts and connections on other levels. And some of the things in the astral level aren't so positive, so they're being cleaned up as well, too. So in the infrared or the astral level is where a lot of discarnate spirits hang out and a lot of kind of grotesque beings on the low levels. And then on the higher levels, you have these beautiful masters and guides. But you have to get out of the astral level, off the wheel, into what they call fifth dimension or Christ consciousness. There's many names for it, to really understand what's going on, because although there are some wonderful guides and teachers, they're still stuck on the wheel of reincarnation. They have to come back over and over again because they're still hanging on to some religious or cultural belief that divides them from the rest of life. But anyway, we're on a fast track right now. What's happening when these waves come in, they're just bombarding the Earth. And another thing is that we're moving into what they call galactic plane. Some people call it the dark rift. Some people call it galactic core. Hunabku, you know, everybody has a name for it. The Mayans know all about this, and they've talked about this. So we are moving into a space in the universe. Our whole solar system is moving into this place, and some of the planets are moving in quicker than others due to their rotation. And what's happening is that we're moving into this field. And throughout history, whenever we move into this field, there's massive changes on the Earth. Some changes are evolutionary changes where we shift into a much higher consciousness and frequency. And a lot of times there's major Earth changes that follow this experience as well. So, you know, I hear a lot of channeled message there, people saying there aren't going to be any Earth changes. That's all fear and doom and gloom. And I hear this all the time, and they continue to say this, but you know, the bottom line, if you look at the headlines, you look at the weather, you look at the tsunamis and the earthquakes happening around the world, and, you know, even the economy and everything else, there are changes, and they are unfolding as we speak, and it's time to, you know, start backpedaling off that river denial and start taking a good look around you and lovingly, joyously prepare. So there are a lot of things. A lot of people, if you go to Coast to Coast, I would check out one of the latest guests. I think it's Brett Miller. I'm not sure exactly his name with the Horizon Project, but I know a lot of scientists that worked on that project. And, you know, they're only given the scientific data, and it shows, you know, the geology, the astrophysicists, all of these people are very aware that there are some major shifts and changes coming, and it's in the geology. When you look at it, there's these levels of iridium, and you know, all these levels where major events happened on the planet. And you can start seeing these happen like clockwork. They happen at a certain time, these events happen. And, you know, and we can't deny that. You know, these are natural cycles, and it's very unnatural not to be tuned into these natural cycles and flow with them. One of the masters I studied with said, unfortunately, humanity has sunken beneath the animals because even the animals know what's up, you know, in their environment. And we've gotten so far out of sync with nature and with our own inner guidance, you might say, and we've gotten so caught up in the intellect and the, you know, the alter ego that we've lost complete track of what's happening around us and when we've also totally lost track of how, you know, the footprint we're leaving and how our actions and our lifestyles affect the planet. So there's going to be a major awakening in this process, and some people are going to shift and change their way. One of the things, message I got very powerful in Hawaii was those with the aloha spirit will be guided. They'll know where to go, what to do, when to do it, because they're plugged into that love, that service energy, that the heart energy. And so those people are going to be guided, and they're just going to have these feelings saying, you know, it's time for me to gather together with people of like mind. It might be time to move up to a little higher ground. It might be time to get close to nature and maybe start growing some of our own food and start living in harmony with each other and the planet, you know, and process all this old wounds and traumas and releasing the past. And I'm hearing this message from everybody now. It's like it's coming in so hard and so strong, and there's a lot of people going through turmoil because they don't know what to do. They're feeling this guidance. They're being pushed hard, you know, to make changes in their life. And when these new energies come in, it's very hard for people that have a real strong attachment to the material world and their own identity, you might say, which identifies with the material world. Those people are really struggling right now, so we just need to let them have their struggle and don't become part of it, but maybe help them, you know, get through it, help guide them out of it, because, you know, the old saying, if you attach your identity or your happiness or your joy to material objects, get ready, because, you know, they're transitory, and, you know, that brand new car didn't really make you happy, you know, it was just a touchstone. The happiness was generated from within. You know, the car has no emotions, but we've been hypnotized to believe that the new car and the big house and, you know, the fancy job and you know, all the right clothes and everything else is happiness, and it really isn't. There's nothing wrong with having those, But if you're so attached to those that you're not listening and not flowing with these changes, you know, you might be part of the monkey trap. And for those who don't know what a monkey trap is, what they do is they drill a hole in a coconut and they tie it down with leather and they put rice in it. And the monkey sticks his hand in and grabs some rice. And when they come after the monkey, he's so greedy, he can't let go of the rice. So he's trapped. And then they come up and throw a net over him or club him or do whatever they need. If they're trying to catch it for a pet or a zoo or something, they catch it live. If they want meat, they catch it, you know, they club it, you know. So basically, there's so many of us right now that have our hand in that monkey trap. And it's creating a lot of chaos in our lives and a lot of worry and a lot of fear and a lot of survival issues are all coming up. And, you know, it's time to just kind of let go and simplify and get in touch with that inner guidance so you can flow with these changes. You know, if it's not bringing you joy, let it go. That's the bottom line. It's not worth it. There's nothing worth joy. There's nothing worth peace. There's nothing worth making your own inner connection with spirit, creator, source, whatever you want to call it. There's nothing worth that. But we've given that all away to some lesser gods, you know, and the god of wealth or the god of whatever, you know, all we basically worship sex and money right now. Those are the two things. Nothing wrong with either one, you know, but when that becomes your whole focus and your main focus, you're in trouble. Because there's a lot more things to focus on out there and a lot more, you might say, lasting things and more fruitful things to work on. But anyway, we need to really start doing some research and looking into this, because throughout history, every time we have these solar events, major changes happen on the planet, you know, social, economic changes. It looks like we have two eclipses, solar eclipses, this month. And so it's going to be very interesting how these eclipses are going to affect the economy and social consciousness and what's going on. We're getting direct hits, you might say, from galactic core. These energies coming in, these cosmic energies, are hitting people. And if you watch what's happening, as I said before, you'll see people, because we have these bioelectric fields around the body. Some people call them bands of energy. There's different names for these energies that surround the body. And your physical body is just the vehicle. And believe it or not, your physical body is run by about 30% in the physical. You only have about 30% of the genes necessary to run the body. So the other 70% of information is coming outside the body. And if you want to look into this work, look into Bruce Lipton's work, because he proved over and over again, first of all, there's not enough genes to run the human body. Where, you know, there has to be at least somewhere in between 70 and 100,000 minimum, and they can only find around 30. So basically, you know, they found out that the cell actually has an antenna on the outside of the cell wall that picks up information from your environment. And from other frequencies, you might say there's an intelligence, whatever you want to call it, your soul, your spirit, you know, there's some kind of intelligence that surrounds the body that's not only helping to animate the body, but it's feeding the body. So this outside source is also being downloaded with all this new higher consciousness and energy, and it's sending that energy straight into your physical body, and your body's going through changes. So a lot of people are going to go through changes in their DNA, and their physical bodies are going to be altered by these new incoming energies. And when we get these huge feeds, you'll see some people get really high and just blissed out. And sometimes it's followed by a little bit of a letdown where you're just kind of flat for a while and you need to rest and let your body catch up. And some people are kind of going ballistic with them. And so the people that are holding on to a lot of rage or anger or unprocessed energy, they're having to face it. And so it's amplifying. It's a great amplifier. It doesn't judge anything. It amplifies everything. But if we learn to just flow with this energy and own what's happening and stop blaming and projecting everybody else out and go within and ask that same energy that's activating it to lift it, to heal it, we can actually go through this process in a very much smoother transition, you might say. But if we want to continue to hang on to the lower level consciousness or the lower frequency consciousness and continue to war and compete and, deal with all these baser energies, then we are definitely going to have a situation on our hands. So the other thing, too, is that about the Hawaii trip, I wasn't going to talk much about this, but I think there's something afoot because there's too many things happening around that. But it's kind of interesting. While I was on Maui, Obama was visiting Maui. While I was on Oahu, when I went over to Oahu, he was in Oahu. And there's this major disclosure effort moving to bring disclosure out. And there's other events I don't really want to talk about that happened on other levels while I was there that I'd rather just leave unsaid. But it seems when you look at all the synchronicities there, I have a real strong feeling that, the bottom line is that there's going to be more than one briefing after he gets into the White House. He's probably going to get the standard briefing where they show the Kennedy assassination and say, this is you if you don't do what we're told. And then there might be another briefing saying, don't worry about it. We're the higher beings and we're watching after you. So who knows, basically there's something afoot. I know disclosure is going to happen here pretty soon. I don't know exactly when, but I know the real disclosure is going to be coming from the heavens and they're stepping it up and ships are being seen all over the planet right now. It's just amazing that, whole cities and major cities are having motherships flying over them, and I'm getting constant emails with people sending me footage, of ships that they're seeing, all over the states here in the United States. But some of the most spectacular ones are happening in countries where they don't shoot at them. Maybe if we cleaned up our act a little bit and stopped acting so aggressive and primitive, that we'd get a lot of help to get through these changes. And it probably wouldn't be that hard for them to get a few of these motherships to surround the planet and kick up the fields and help Earth get through this transition. What I'm seeing, too, is if we continue to be an aggressive, warring race and continue to compete and allow this rampant greed to continue, then we are not really going to be a civilization worth saving, and we're going to have some really hard times ahead on every level. So the bottom line is that the only way I can say this is time to behave. It's time to start living in harmony with each other and learn to cooperate and cooperate in the highest and best good of humanity and the Earth. I think we need to drop all the cultural and religious nonsense and start seeing ourselves as spirit. And although we do have multicolored bodies down here and cultures to incarnate into for various lessons, we need to realize that in truth we're a spirit and we all came from the same source and we all return to the same source. And that's very important in the days to come, but we need to stop looking sideways and upside down and everything else at people that may look a little different than we are, because how are we going to do when the other ETs show up? If you have a being that shows up that maybe looks just like us, but they're blue, what are we going to do? We can't get along with the red and white and yellow and brown races here. What are we going to do when the blue race comes? What are we going to do when one looks like ET, and it's wearing robes and it's a very, very extremely advanced being? Are we going to fire on it? Are we going to try to save it? Are we going to tell it that it's condemned to everlasting hell if it doesn't accept Jesus Christ? Or, how are we going to do with these beings, which is a whole other story in itself. If they knew the true story about Jesus, they wouldn't be doing that. But, it's quite interesting. People would be shocked to find out the big picture, and the big picture is not in the Bible. It's beyond the Bible. It's much bigger than that. If you took all the sacred books and put it together, and if you were enlightened as you read them, you would see the common threads. You would see how this all ties into off-world visitors. You would see how we are all off-world beings. We're not just, these monkeys down here running around, that we actually are a huge, plethora of genetic material that's been introduced over and over to the planet. And some of these beings didn't have to start over as primitives due to the earth changes and the major cataclysms. So they continued in their evolutionary process. Some left the planet and some are returning. Some went under the planet. So we have beings below us. We have beings above us. We have beings that look just like us that are millions of years, some billion years ahead of us in evolution. You know, there's beings that might be blue in color. There's beings that might be felines. They may look totally different than we do because the body is an adaptation to environment. So there's a lot of different environments out there. And we need to just get over all this other nonsense and walk on our own self-authority. And that brings up another subject. You know, it's funny, now the Pope is actually saying, you know, that the ETs are not negative and they're not to be demonized. And Billy Graham calls them God's other angels. And so all of these people are starting to recognize the fact that there are some very extremely benevolent, spiritually and technologically advanced beings out there that want to help humanity. And, you know, we have the same thing. We do have some low-level stuff going on. It's not very much, but there is some low-level stuff going on, and it's being ushered out as we speak. It's the negative agenda here with ETs is gone far beyond any agreement, and they're pretty much on eviction notice, and they've been, you know, physically evicted on a mass scale right now. And the ones that are not here to serve humanity and the highest and best good are really being ushered out by the higher, more benevolent ETs. And when you get into these fifth and sixth and seventh and eighth dimensional beings, you're talking about beings with full use of creational energies. We're not talking about beings with little ray guns and you know, things of that nature. We're talking about some extremely advanced beings that are very, very forgiving. They're very, very tolerant. But there is a limit to allowing, and it seems like some of the leadership of Earth has gone far beyond that limit. So we are about ready to have a major experience, and I do believe that the real disclosure is going to be coming from the skies. That's pretty much the bottom line. I totally commend the disclosure projects, Alfred Weber and Dr. Sala and their work. They're doing great work in getting the information out. And there's going to be a lot of backup for their work. And so, you know, the more they put this information out, the more sightings and the more people that go within and put the intent out there that, hey, we want help. You know, and if you have fears about it, just make it very clear, you know, that the mind in which you seek is the mind in which you connect. So if you're full of fear and victim patterns, don't even do it. You know, just go out and plant a garden or something and hang out with nature. But if you can send that love and joy and bliss and make it very clear that you want to contact the benevolent ones, the ones that are here to help and assist humanity in the awakening and healing process, make that very clear in your intention and send it out. Send that intention out and tell people, look, we want to, take the upward spiral in evolution. We want to evolve and move forward. We want all the help we can get in moving this beautiful emerald planet, you know, to the next level. And, you know, any guidance or any assistance or anything you can help with would be greatly appreciated. And if enough people set that intention, you know, for contact and you know, it's going to happen. It's in our destiny. It's going to happen one way or the other. How soon it happens and to the extent of that happening is up to us because it's a joint manifestation, you might say. And so, you know, some people say, well, why should we even connect with these beings? Well, if you knew what was ahead of you, you would do everything you could to connect with these beings, and you would ask for all the help you can get because there are major events coming, and we are going to need all the help we can get to get through these events. And the other thing is, too, is that, you know, if you have a civilization that transcended war, they transcended disease, they transcended all material need, why not? You know, why not connect with them? It looks like we have a caller. Welcome to As You Wish.
How you doing, James? My name is Ramon from New York.
Hello, Ramon. How you doing?
Pretty good. I was wondering if I can talk to you briefly about, I don't know if you heard of Citizen Briefing book?
No, I haven't.
Okay, it's basically a website where a lot of different issues have been put up, and when Obama gets inaugurated, they'll give him all these issues that all these people voted on. One of them is the disclosure.
Uh-huh.
So I was wondering if I could mention the website on your, so people can vote for the disclosure.
You know, by all means, I sent that out over my list for everybody to vote for it, but I'm glad you called in because that was one of the things I was going to do on the show, and I kind of spaced it out, so tonight's show. So go ahead and give that website out.
It's http://citizenbriefingbook.change.gov. And once again, that's citizenbriefingbook.change.gov. And if you can't follow real quick, just go to Google and put in Citizens Briefing, and it'll come right up. And then go to the search and put in extraterrestrial or disclosure, and it'll come up and vote on it. And, of course, there's other more important issues as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's very important. I think the UFO cover-up, you know, ending that is really important. I think the chemtrail mess really needs to be addressed, too, and end this chemtrail nonsense, because that is getting so toxic.
Is it really responsible for the bees disappearing?
You know, I believe a combination of things are happening, but, you know, we're out in the middle of nowhere, and we have no... everything is organic here. And even the farms around us are very conscious, and they do everything organically. We don't have any spraying, anything going on. And we have bees, and we have a huge field of echinacea, 16-acre field, and we just get incredible honey from it. And the bees here were dying off rapidly. It was just incredible. And, you know, there was a huge die-off here, so there's really no other reason than some other, you know, some people say it's changes in the light spectrum and the infrared and things like that. That could be it, but... You know, I'm watching what the chemtrails are doing to people here and how they're getting sick over and over again. You know, within 2 or 3 days after they do heavy chemtrail spraying, you know, we get one-third of the school out, you know, with flu-like symptoms. So it's definitely tied into, you know, any way you look at it, you know, with the aluminum oxide, the barium, the ethylene dibromide, which is what you tend a house with to kill all the pests. To be spraying that stuff in the upper atmosphere and letting it fall out on the people is just beyond ignorance, and I don't see any purposeful good in that in any way whatsoever. You know, other than some little war toy, they're saying, oh, that we're using it so we can have over-the-horizon radar. You know? So in order to save the people, we're going to kill, you know, half the population by poisoning the air and the water and everything else.
But it's kind of like to cure a disease, you shoot the patient.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, you got cancer, here's a cure, you know, and shoot them in the head. Hey, look, you don't have cancer anymore, but you're dead.
Yeah.
You know?
The other thing I wanted to ask you was about telepathy. I personally think that if we became more telepathic, well, when you talk to me, it's kind of hard for you to cheat me. Your emotions and honesty is out there. And then if all these other beings, they all develop different languages. I think the easiest way to communicate with beings from all different levels will be through telepathic.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, hear stories and experience myself where I'll be having a dream, and it's either a high-level being or a low-level being, and you can always feel what they're about. And I think that's like what they call emotional telepathy. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I agree 100%. What people don't realize is a lot of the higher beings actually operate through telepathy. A lot of them have actually let go of language, and you actually feel them. You feel the energy coming in, and all of a sudden you'll start seeing images, or you'll feel an energy on the top of your crown, and there's a communication that happens. And the higher you go, the more subtle it is. And what I've noticed, like, even in dealing with some of the higher masters, you know, every once in a while, like, a really powerful event happened in Hawaii where a woman became a total channel for Babaji and left her body completely, and then Babaji came through her. And he never said a thing. He just and you could see his face overlaying over her face, and he would just stare at you, and there'd be a direct transmission of this higher consciousness energy, and people just felt their whole body lifting and all these things just falling off of them and had, you know, direct transmissions. It was very powerful. And so I'm seeing, you know, it seems like the higher you go, the less words, the more it's more just like consciousness and energy. It moves more into a feeling. And we do need to develop our telepathy. But another thing about telepathy, it's one of the DNA lines that's opening up right now. So this new energy I've been talking about is opening up the DNA lines. And one of those lines is telepathy. Another one is direct knowing of the past, present, and future. And there's another one that opens up. It's the salamander gene, where people will be healing very fast, you know, very quickly. Mm-hmm. So all those DNA lines that they thought were junk DNA are being activated now. And definitely you're right, when people become more telepathic, you know, they're just going to look at politicians and everything and just shake their head and go, who are you kidding? You know, they're already doing it now, you know, but it's...
I mean, my mother's really good at a judge of character, and she says when she meets somebody who has a bad judge of character, the first thing she feels is like her blood boiling, and she dislikes the person, and she doesn't know why, and she'll just say, I don't like the person, I feel bad, but, you know, like if we're dating somebody like that, me or my sister, and she's like, you go ahead, live your life, I'm not going to tell you how to live your life, but this is what I feel from that person, and then she'll be right on point.
Yeah, my sister, you know, what I find out is that we're, you know, love, they're saying love is blind, you know, and I noticed when I was dating a lot, you know, back in high school and college days and things like that, I used to take the women I was dating that I was serious to, and I'd have her, you know, meet my sisters, and you know, they would hang out for a while, and they would see right through them, you know. And they would warn me, and I'd still go out with them anyway. And sure enough, I mean, they were right on. You know, so I think brothers and sisters, you know, if you're a woman, you know, ask your brother what he thinks about, you know, different guys. And if you're you know, a woman, ask, you know, I mean, if you're a male, ask your sisters, you know, about the person you're hanging out with. And you know, also, too, trust your own gut feeling. That's the main thing.
Yeah. Oh, that's the other thing. I heard of an exercise, and I've been trying it, and it's working really good. It's basically where you'll sit down after a meditation, and it's to train your gut feeling to become stronger. And you ask yourself two questions. The first one would be something that you know is completely wrong for you. For example, should I smoke crack? Well, you know that what would happen to you if you did. And then you just pay attention to how your stomach feels.
Yeah.
And then you ask yourself the opposite question. Should I eat more healthy? Should I do yoga? Should I run more? And then pay attention to how your stomach feels. And I got to say, New Year's, I was supposed to go to this party, really quick story. And I kind of like felt my stomach acting all weird. And I'm like, okay. And then I told my girlfriend, let's just stay home for New Year's. And it was just me and her stayed home. I come to find out that party, a big fight broke out. People got arrested. People got stabbed. And it was perfect that I stayed home.
Yeah, that's a good one. You know, people, that's what I was talking about earlier. People need to develop their own inner sensitivity and trust it, and not let their intellect or their ego override it. And, you know, what I find out, I mean, I do it all the time. I get guidance, and I don't listen to it, and it says, pick this up or get this, and I don't do it, and I don't take it with me. And then, you know, an hour later, I go, damn, you know, I wish I had that. So, I think we have to start trusting that inner feeling, that inner voice. You know, it doesn't have to be a voice. Just be, like you're saying, a gut feeling that and you just grab things or whatever, or you do things, and you don't know why, and you find out later.
Last question. Is there anything you can tell us how to better for telepathy? Like, especially amongst us, because I've had telepathic communication with beings, but never, like, you know, with my girlfriend or my mom, or, you know, develop for us here on this plane.
Yeah, what I've seen, one of the biggest things we need to do is release the past. And because a lot of our, it's what's holding us back, and we have all these wrong conclusions and wounds and traumas from past experiences that have shut us down. And so we're guarding, we're defending, we're holding ourselves back. And once you start healing those and clearing those, that really starts opening up, you know, the connections to the higher consciousness and energy. And, you know, daily meditation is really important. There's different types of meditations. I've written about them in the first book, Reunion with Source. I gave some very powerful techniques on actually creating contact. And it's in the books. But you can spend the energy. A lot of times sit, you know, get in a meditative state. And I always tell people, before you even start, pick a master or a being that you feel comfortable with, whether it be Jesus or Buddha or whoever, you know, and ask them to kind of watch over you, the archangels, whatever, you know, and ask to have any entities cleared out that aren't your highest and best good. And I give those techniques in the book as well. But as long as you clear your fields out before you start, you'll expand even more in consciousness, because you only expand to the level you feel safe or clear in. And if you do that first and just focus on that love and that joy and that bliss and just have yourself open up, you know, you'll eventually be contacted, because it's almost like a beacon, and they'll see that beacon. And there's many techniques, so we're going to start teaching some techniques here that have to do with the breath. You know, there's different types of breath. You know, there's the Buddha breath, you know, where you breathe in, you know, and you tighten your Hu Yin, you know, and there's different ways. You have a fire breath where you breathe, you tighten up your only way I can say it, they call it the Hu Yin, but it's basically your sphincter muscle or your butt.
kind of bring the energy down from your head down to your groin area, and then bring it up and release it out your nose.
Yeah. And there's two different breaths, and one really activates the Kundalini through the fire and it brings it up. But there's another one where you want to bring down from the top down, and you're using the water element, not the fire element, and then you don't have these problems that happen where people have the Kundalini coming up too fast and they have energy sickness and all these other problems.
Oh, they pass out.
Yeah, and we're going to teach those here, you know, starting this spring. We're going to offer classes that teach some very ancient Tibetan techniques on how to do this and how to, you know, to bring up these energies. And a lot of people don't realize, but all these ancient practices go, you know, some people goes to China, and then China goes to Tibet, and then, but they all end up going all the way back to Egypt. And so these practices are found in very, very ancient Egypt disciplines, and a lot of the Bible came from Sumerian teachings and Egyptian teachings, and that upset some people, but you, when you go back, you'll find the exact stories verbatim in these ancient texts, you know, so it's, you know, we just need to let go of the cultural and religious boundaries and just look for the truth and what, you know, supports us in our own awakening and healing process.
All right, James, I'll keep listening to you off the phone.
Oh, thanks for calling.
Have a good one.
All right, you too. Thanks. All right, I should give the call-in numbers. We've got another 15 minutes to play around here, or 10 minutes. So the toll-free number is worldwide. It's 888-815-9756. We've also got another toll-free number, 877-876-5227. Again, that's 877-876-5227. And then we have a direct line, too, which is 530-876-3222. So if you think what you have to say is really important and you want to know what's going on, dial the direct line, which is 530-876-3222. And don't worry about any question being too stupid, because there are no stupid questions, only stupid answers, and I provide them. Anyway, so I always tell people I have an answer for every question, but it may not be right. It might not be what you're looking for, but I'll give you an answer. Oh, welcome to the show.
Hi, James. This is Ryan Ziegler calling.
Great.
I talked to you last evening.
Mm-hmm.
And you were telling me to about Babaji.
Yes.
And I haven't experienced anything like that in my life. I focused my energy completely on him.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know what happened, but some vibrational ball came through the back of my head and completely vibrated my body for, I'd say, 30 seconds. And with my eyes closed, visually, I saw feathers. And
great.
I felt myself somewhat lift.
Uh-huh.
Not physically off the ground, but I think more spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to thank you for that, because it was one of the most unbelievable meditation experiences I've had. And even today, it seems like it's opened up more.
Yeah, it'll continue to go. That's the reason I told you to connect with Babaji, because I already looked into it and I saw he was one of your main teachers and guides. And,
oh,
and
really?
I didn't want to tell you what would happen, but I wanted to tell you just, you know, get in meditation, focus on the love and joy and bliss, and then invite Babaji in to see what happens. And it's great that you had that experience.
Yeah, it was absolutely wonderful. And as I do this more and focus on him as my spirit guide, is there any other visualizations I should do? Should I focus on a certain picture of him in my mind, or?
Well, remember the feeling that came. Now, the feeling that you just experienced won't be as strong, because that's like your initiation. But remember kind of the feeling in your body, and when that feeling comes to you again, you'll know that he's the one with you. And it's really important to like I said before, is use the techniques in the book to heal any unseen negative influences. And utilize Babaji, because he's your main teacher and guide. I mean, he's not everybody's main teacher and guide, but he can connect to anybody who asks. But there are different people have streams of identity or consciousness that hook into different houses. Yeah, there's like the house of Mary, the house of Jesus, the house of Babaji. You know, they're like houses of consciousness, you might say. And you know, that's why you had such a profound experience, because you're plugged into that house and you have a lot of past lives connected in there, you know, around Babaji. So,
I
would just focus.
Here, and I was so excited to hear what your reason of telling me that is, and I greatly appreciate that.
Yeah, I didn't want to tell you what would happen, because you probably wouldn't have done it, you know, and it would take all the you know, you want people to have their own experience. I just kind of guide people in the right direction, but, you know, it needs to be your own experience, and then it's real for you.
Yeah, I mean, so would you think that was his actual maybe spirit, that vibrational ball I felt enter the back of my head?
Well, you know, these beings are omnipresent. They can be anywhere at once, you know, so they can connect with so many people at one time. It really doesn't matter. You know, they're like beyond Santa Claus, you might say. You know, so, but you just, you know, I see you just focus on that love and that joy and that bliss, and just keep an attitude of gratitude and thank, you know, when the energy comes, I just start saying thank you, you know, as they come in. And it just gets stronger and stronger and stronger, and the more you allow it to come in, the more it can work through you and not only help you heal, but it also will help everybody in your surroundings to awaken and heal.
That's excellent. Thank you once again, James. I really appreciate that, and I hope to get in contact with you again soon here.
Well, keep me informed how that unfolds, because I know you're on quite an incredible journey, and I know it's just beginning.
Okay, yeah, and I can really feel it coming, and I think you're going to see a lot of great things coming out of me here soon.
Great. Well, keep up the good work.
Thanks so much, James.
Well, thanks for calling. All righty. I guess, you know, it's amazing. People think, you know, and I was one of those people, too, at one time. I used to go, all this woo-woo stuff is just nonsense, you know, the spiritual stuff. And I was very science-minded. And I was actually a redneck at one time, believe it or not. And I shifted to be, you know, shifted into surfing, and I shifted into several phases and then went off on this other journey. But, you know, this stuff works, and it's real. Good evening, as you wish. Hello.
Hey, how's it going, James?
Welcome to the show.
All the way from Ontario again, Tim Cote again.
How you doing?
Very good. How are you?
Doing great.
Great, great. Well, I hope your trip went well, and I hope you got everything you needed to get out of it. And
Yeah, I did.
Back to some more serious stuff here.
Yeah.
What I've been questioning out here is more or less the extraterrestrial, the question with, are they here, are they not here? People say that they do exist, they don't exist, and other people say that they're here for bad intentions and good intentions, and people support both sides. You have credible people on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm coming from the side most definitely that they are here. They're with good intentions, and we just have to open our arms and start loving one another, start seeing the true message for what it is. And I'm not torn between it, but I can see how some people might be. And I just wonder what kind of message you might have for the people that question that, you know, because there are strong evidence that the world's not coming to an end and everything is just as normal and peachy keen, and you know, it's just satellites in the sky, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you know, yeah, the bottom line is basically everybody's right, you know, because everybody's creating their own reality. And that sounds like a cop out, but basically it's true. The mind in which you seek is the mind in which you, you know, connect. And the world is going to validate whatever you believe. Now, there are other things going on that are kind of beyond our puny mind, you know, that are happening on a much bigger scale. And, you know, there are natural cycles and things of that nature. And some things we do have control over, like, you know, let's say if a tsunami is coming and you see it and you have visions and dreams about it and you get out of the way, then you're fine, you know. But if you stay there and, you know, I don't know very many people that can stand in front of the ocean right now and stop the waves from coming in. Now, if you can levitate and bilocate in the next moment, then, yeah, you're going to be fine. This isn't going to affect you. But, you know, a good test for the people that say that, oh, you know, if I don't believe it, it's not going to happen, you know, just, you know, I always tell people, go find a big tree and wish it away and say it's an illusion, it's not really there, and it's not going to have any effect on me, and then run at it and see what happens. You know, because you're going to have an experience. And, you know, after that knot on the head, you might have a big awakening. And I think that's where we're headed. You know, we're about ready to get the big knot on the head that we can't continue doing what we're doing. As far as the ETs are concerned, there are some low-level contacts. There has been a lot of experimentation and other things going on that did trespass on free will. But that end of it's being phased out, and almost everybody in the UFO community agrees that the abductions have either ceased altogether or they're taking on a whole new light where they're becoming more teaching, more helpful, you might say, or they're going in a different direction. And that's what I've seen, you know, mostly out there is that, and from my information, is that the low-level stuff and the negative stuff and some of the, you know, even our own government has the back engineered ships, and they've been doing some experimentation and stuff. So a lot of that stuff is phasing out, especially where the ETs are concerned. They're being evicted by the higher ones, and it's part of our evolutionary process to put that behind us and to eventually connect with the more benevolent ETs. So we're in the middle of that process right now. The old's being ushered out, and the really good stuff is coming in now. But, you know, what gets the most press is the fear and the suspense and all the other nonsense. That's what gets the most press, unfortunately. And I've seen in my own...
get us all mad.
Yeah, in my own experience.
All mad and all scared, and then we'll get our guns out, right? And we'll
exactly.
We'll be on their side with it all, right?
Well, my experience is that I've seen right now, as I'm being censored from most of the major UFO, you know, gatherings and things like that, and I'm getting a real calling to go to other places and talk, and everybody really wants to have this information. But as far as the mainstream UFO community, it's been totally infiltrated, it seems like, and there's not much opening there for anything benevolent or anything of a higher consciousness and energy. So unfortunately, that's where it's going. And, you know, although we're like probably the number one hotspot on the planet, basically, and with the most evidence and witnesses, still we seem to be censored from a lot of the major groups. And you know, it's sad, but that's just the way things are right now. But I think that's going to fold in on itself real soon.
Well, I have faith where I am here in Canada, as well as you got faith down there, that the people are going to open up their eyes and they're going to see definitely see a new way of life, and that's for sure.
Canada's having incredible flyovers right now. There's a lot of activity with motherships, everything happening in Canada. You know, unfortunately, we've run out of time.
I didn't know that. We're all stuck inside our houses with minus 25-degree weather.
Yeah. Well, this spring and summer, you'll be out there watching, and they'll be coming in.
Oh, yes, I can't wait. I got those night visions, like I told you. And
they're
getting dusty. Oh, yeah, they're sitting getting dusty, and I definitely want to bring them out, but then I try to drag the wife outside at minus, like I said, 25. And there's no way we can stand outside for more than 10 minutes. So
well, you got to meditate inside.
Summer nights.
You got to meditate inside till you feel their presence, and then jump outside. You know, unfortunately, we're out of time.
I'm going to try that.
Yeah, I'm totally out of time right now, so I've got to sign off. Thanks a lot for calling in, and stay in touch.
Thank you, James. Have a great
one. All right. This is James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio, signing off. Have a great evening, and see you next Saturday.